Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're here in Wisconsin Dells near the campfire. Mess hall stage. Pretty excited to be here. I have a special guest today, my friend. Tell us what you do and who you are.
My name is Matt Ridley. I'm a consultant and co-owner of Chia Software.
Okay.
Rebuild mobile apps for businesses.
Okay, fantastic.
Most of our apps, we center around hybrid frameworks so that we can hand it off to teams that aren't, you know, usually centric around mobile development, but they have that web experience so they can take that technology over.
Awesome.
And I'm giving a talk to later today on Ionic.
Oh, fantastic. So before we get to Ionic, because that's what I want to talk to you about,
yep.
How does one navigate the mobile landscape space now? It feels like there's just a lot of options.
There are a ton of options. It's really just kind of, I had to dive in. Uh-huh. My first DAC conference, I met a couple of Android programmers and started going from there, and then just slowly have built up, you know, experience over time. But it can be tricky, but you know, at the same time, as long as you have, you know, something in your tool set, you know, mm-hmm. something to fall back on, you can usually find something that will work pretty
awesome.
Easily.
So in your experience, there's this debate between going native.
Native, yep.
And doing like the hybrid sort of
web-y Absolutely.
Stuff.
Yep.
Where do you fall on that? When is one good and the other not? Or is there such a thing?
Rarely I find that you need to go fully native. Mm-hmm. Unless you're building, you know, Minecraft or some kind of, you know, high-res video game, you can usually get by with a hybrid app.
Right.
I did an application for footlocker.com, mm-hmm. rebuilt it all in hybrid, and there was a part that we just could not do in hybrid, so we needed to go native. So we just built a plugin for it and just called directly to that plugin and seamlessly brought it in. So even if you go hybrid, you're not locked into hybrid that whole
So there's
time.
A way to have part of your application be hybrid and a part be native at the same time?
Absolutely.
That's pretty remarkable. So now you can really do both if you want
You can do both. So you can pick, you know, you can do a lot of your stylings and, you know, your contact page and all the, you know, all the stuff that you're really good at on the web, and then the stuff that you really need that native feel, you can go right to do that through plugins.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about Ionic.
Okay.
What is that? Is it like, what part of it? Is this plugging into Apache Cordova? It's
built on top of Apache Cordova. It's an SDK basically for Cordova. So back when I started using hybrids about a year and a half to almost 2 years ago, mm-hmm. you got Cordova, you could hook into, but it looked like a website.
Yeah.
It behaved like a website.
It sure did.
And it was one of the reasons why hybrid got a really bad name. Mm-hmm. What Ionic does is they give you a bunch of stuff right out of the box that usually takes me about a day to set up manually. They get rid of the 300 millisecond click delay. They give you a bunch of CSS so that your toggles and everything look great. Mm-hmm. They actually even do some stuff for your navigation so that your Android and your iOS devices, you know, navigation will move around so that it fits the developer guidelines for those right out of the box.
I see. So is it feels like it's more of a UI type framework?
UI for the most part, but it does do some framework and some performance in the background. So when you're doing your animations and stuff like that, usually you have to, it's tricky to get into the, using the native 3D graphics and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They give you a framework so you can get right through that.
That's fantastic. So how many projects have you built using Ionic?
Probably about four or five now.
And how does it, is it pretty fast to get ramped up? I mean, what is the best way to get ramped up?
My presentation today, I'll show that I can build an app in about 15 minutes.
Like a whole soup to nuts?
Soup to nuts. Ticket submission queue app that you could probably use in your company right now.
That's fantastic. So what got you started with Ionic?
Like I said, I was doing hybrid, I was doing Cordova, and it would take, you know, some time. We had some learning, you know, we learned how to take the 300 milliseconds out. We learned, you know, we were using Angular, and, you know, we would have to, someone would want a toggle button, so we'd have to figure out how to CSS the toggle button to make it look like, you know, you know, the latest iOS. And then they come with a new version, they completely change the look, and now they want that changed. So after looking around, all of a sudden I came across this Ionic framework, and I'm like, they're doing everything we're doing, but it just is a click of a button. I can start my application, and all the stuff that usually takes me the longest time to get ready is now done. So now I can immediately start writing the app for the company.
So what does the application look like, an Ionic application look like? Because it feels like it's a lot on the UI layer. What do you put in the middle?
It's a, so they use Angular,
okay,
and it's SAS.
Okay, fantastic. So it's just an Angular SAS is a CSS framework, if I remember.
Yep,
right.
Yep. You can use Less still. You can still use CSS. The SAS is built in as well.
So it's a SPA-like framework that yep. later is plugged into Apache Cordova, and you can hook into the phone. That
yeah,
way.
It'll actually build right through Ionic and put it right onto your phone. They've got a bunch of tools that are handy, like Ionic View, where you can actually push to. Like a test flight type looking uh-huh. app to all your, you know, and they can try it out there. They've got, one of my favorites is Ionic Resources.
Uh-huh.
If anybody, even when I did native apps, you have to build, you know, 50 different icon sizes, 30 splash screen sizes.
Yep.
All you have to do with Ionic is build one of each inside their guidelines. It's a 192 by 192, or I think it's a 2208 splash. And run the resources, and automatically builds.
It'll do all of them.
All
for
the
you.
Files, yeah. It'll do the curves for iOS if it's, you know, for that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it saves a lot of time.
So that's awesome. So where can people go to find out more?
IonicFramework.com is a great place to go. You can also, if you're looking to have someone some help, you know, reach out to me at cheetah-software.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us, bud.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for watching. We're here at that conference in the mess hall stage. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.